on running because there are so many things that America has offered us. I've had the opportunity to go to school, get married, to raise my family. But I also know that this dream is not as accessible for others. And I want to ensure that people like me, whether you're a first generation immigrant like myself or someone who's been here for five generations, that that American dream is still achievable for all. I look at what's going on. There's so many inequities within our system. Many voices are not being heard at the state capitol, whether you are an essential worker or someone who works at a grocery store, or even the small business owner that works for more than 60 hours a week in their small business trying to make it work. I'm running to represent all of the voices within District 40 and the people like immigrants like myself.
What's the makeup of your district?
We have about 80,000 people. About 9% are African American, 17% are Latino, and about 52% are white. I come from a very highly diverse place in Colorado. The city has over 160 different languages that are spoken in the public schools. And so you would find that one out of every five persons would tell you that they are from another country.
You know, Nequita, one can say that you are one of the shining examples of people who have come to this country, the United States, and have achieved their American dream. So what would be your message, say, to people in Africa, Liberia in particular, about how you have managed to achieve this American dream to be running for Colorado State House of Representatives?
I would say that no matter where we come from, I think that America does offer the opportunity. If you work hard, you play by the rules, and you're willing to engage, this is a land of opportunity. And that opportunity, even though it seems like it's fleeting, is still one of the best countries in the world that can embrace you. You know, I've been fortunate to come here, even though we came out of war. Aurora, the city, opened its doors to us, and it became home for us.
Can you speak to, say, a young woman in, say, Africa, and who might one day want to be in your position, not necessarily in the United States, running for a position in the United States, but just doing something in Africa? What encouragement can you give them?
So every young woman out there, whatever your dream is, no matter what it is, I didn't just run and win. I've run two other times before. So this is my third run. And what I would say to you is never give up. If you set your mind on a goal, if you first don't succeed, you know, go back, dust yourself off, get more education in it, get more training, get more advice, and get back at it again.
Nequita Ricks, so nice to talk with you, and I wish you the best in your campaign.
Thank you so much, James. I appreciate you so much.